It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our fine program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Hello, William Sackett. Today is Wednesday, November 23rd, and we are recording this program at 10:27 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. Why are we doing this on Wednesday?
Because tomorrow is that special day, the day that we all dream about as small children and as adults. Food, or Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mr. Sackett, for summing that up for us. City offices, non-emergency offices, will be closed in Biloxi on Thursday in observance of Thanksgiving, and we're off on Friday, too. So says Public Affairs Specialist Cecilia Dobbs-Walton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
I'm ready to eat.
Yeah, you can tell she eats a lot looking at her. William, we've seriously got a lot of stuff to talk about. One of the biggest things is we had a city council meeting yesterday, and there were two issues that were on the agenda. Number one was a workshop to take public comment on the proposed redistricting for the seven wards in Biloxi. In Biloxi, under our mayor, council, form of government, we have one mayor who runs the day-to-day operations of the city. The city council members, all seven of them, are elected from wards throughout the city, seven wards, and they set policy and vote on it, and then that policy can either be implemented by the mayor or vetoed, or we've had a honeymoon relationship since he became mayor, 18 months ago. But one of the things we had yesterday was a good bit of discussion, would you say, Cecilia, on the ward lines?
Yeah, we did. It was actually a special call meeting for public comment, so the public could come and talk about the three proposed maps for the redistricting of each ward.
And the reason we're redistricting these wards is because under the U.S. Constitution, it says that every 10 years you will take an accounting of your citizenry. You will use those numbers to draw districts to elect representatives for our form of government.
So basically what you're saying is our population here has shifted.
Well, we've had shifts in our population, and by the way, they were actually starting before Katrina. We were seeing a shift in population from East Biloxi down on Point Cadet. People were moving to the west, and they were moving to the north. So we were seeing a gradual change down on Point Cadet to go from more residential to go more commercial and recreational. And a lot of it, more than 50% of it, was rental property before Hurricane Katrina. What Hurricane Katrina did was it sped up that shift exponentially. Things that would have taken 20 or 30 or 40 years to happened in 8 hours. And so now what we're doing is we are redistricting because we had an annexation in 2013, we had another annexation in 2014, and for each of the wards, what you try to do is you have your seven wards, you want them to be no more or less than 10% in variance. You want to have the same number of people in each ward. That way we get back to that basic tenet of government, one man or one woman, one vote. One man, one vote, that basic premise. That's why you want to have the ward lines all having the each ward to have the same number of people. It sounds pretty easy, but when you figure we have Keesler Air Force Base here, we have those shift in populations, we've added the wool market areas up there, the most recent ones, there were about 205 people who came in with that. We're also looking at counting Keesler personnel. The city council did not make a decision. They're going to look at it again on November 29th. But what's driving all of this. We have municipal elections coming up in May of 2017. They want to make sure that everybody knows where they're voting, that they know when they're voting, that they know everything they need to know, what ward they're in. Council members would love to leave things just the way they are. That's the wards that they were elected in most recently. So there's going to be a compromise there, and they're going to come out with the decision that they think is best for this city. Mayor Gillich, on the other hand, is elected citywide. His goal and his duty is to bring to the city council these maps. Look at these maps. Ultimately, it's a city council decision. One thing that we don't have to do anymore is we used to have to carry these maps to the Department of Justice to get what is known as pre-clearance. Justice Department wanted to make sure we were doing everything the way it was supposed to be done. We don't have to do that anymore, and we're proud of that, that we're doing things the way they're supposed to be done. And we'll see how this unfolds. The other thing that was on there, on the agenda, was a measure to hire an appraiser for the new entrance to Keesler Air Force Base. We have to buy some property right over there on Forest Avenue where Division Street meets Forest. Cecilia, why is this going to be a great idea to have this gate over there?
Interstate 10. Because of Interstate 10. And 110.
Why? Because you can come right off of that Interstate 1. I like to throw her like that, William, to make sure she's paying attention. What happens is when you're going to that Keesler gate right now, you got to go to White Avenue. You got to cross the train tracks. And then when you cross those train tracks, essentially you're in the base. You're there. They don't have a lot of room to do security checks. They don't have a lot of room to check visitor passes. This new gate at the foot of Division Street right there at Forest is going to give them a five-lane access point to the base. They're going to have enough room to do all of the post 9/11 required inspections that they need to do. They're not going to have the issue with the train tracks anymore. When people come out of that gate, they're looking at Division Street, five lanes of traffic right to the interstate. Same thing if they're going in. The other thing this is going to do is it's going to provide some economic vitality to Division Street because we're going to have all that traffic going in that one gate right there. So we think it's going to be great, don't we? What did we do on Tuesday?
We hired
an appraisal to...
Appraiser?
Appraiser to...
He's going to go out and evaluate that property, and he's going to decide. It's about four houses there that need to be acquired by the city, and so we're going to be looking to take steps on that. He's going to make the appraisals, and then he is going to report back to the city, and we're going to come to a good agreement with the property owners, and we're going to move forward. We want to thank the federal government. That being Thad Cochran has been taking the lead on this. We want to thank Roger Wicker. We also want to thank our governor, Phil Bryant, who has played a key role in getting us where we are today on this project. Okay, what do you want to talk about now? Let's talk about something you know about, Cecilia Dobbs-Walton. What's that big list you've been working on?
The list, yes, thank you, something I know about that just threw me for a loop there. It's the Christmas, our Christmas events. We have a page on our city website, which is biloxi.ms.us, that we're compiling all of the Christmas events that's going on in the city of Biloxi. Which one is coming up, which kind of ushers in the holiday season in the city of Biloxi, which is the lighting of the Biloxi Lighthouse. And to tell us a little bit more about that is Bill Raymond.
Yeah, the Light of the Lighthouse, which will take place on the 1st of December at 5:30, is an event we started a few years ago when we switched the Christmas decorations back to the old red and silver garland that they used to do 50 years ago. And just as a memory to that, we recreated that decoration. And so we decided, you know, we're going to new decoration. Let's do a celebration to light it. And so we did, and we had a great turnout for that. So I think we're in our third year now, and it's growing every year. So Santa Claus will be out there, the mayor will be there, so we'll have refreshments for the kids. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
But no, back up for 1 minute. Because how did, oh yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second, but I want you to tell that story of how you got those decorations. What prompted that?
Yeah, actually, there was a picture taken by Joe Moran back in 1963, and it was New Year's Eve 1963 is when we found out when the picture was taken. So I saw this picture, and we were selling a gift shop. I said, wouldn't this be great? And I realized it was 50 years later, so let's go ahead and do it again.
Oh, that's the picture that's beautifully there.
That with the snow, the picture with the snow. Yeah, and we still sell that picture, and actually I did it on T-shirts for a few years. And people have really responded well to it. Now, we've done it for a few years. Next year I think we should look at something else, but I think we just need to keep it fresh. And
have you drilled all the oil out of that picture yet?
No, people still love it, and I'm sure we will have a good turnout on Thursday night because they get a chance to they'll be there when they light the light, and they'll the first chance to see Santa Claus with the city, even though he'll be around the whole weekend because we've got lots of city events going on. But we'll have homemade gingerbread cookies to give to the kids and all, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And for those of the automotive buffs, the vehicle in that picture is a 1957 Buick Roadmaster. So I want to let you know.
Steam.
No, it's electric. It's V8. Trust me. It's not steam.
Cecilia has a question for Bill.
Yeah, well, I have a question to go on along with the events. What is a sack-a-doodle? Is something regarding that coming up soon? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, one of the things we do at the Visitor Center is we have a gift shop that we support local artists. And one of our one of our premier artists and has been there since I think we opened, is Deborah Sackett. And she does wonderful glass painting on glass and porcelain. And she actually does a light, Biloxi Lighthouse is just a fabulous wine glasses and goblets that we sell a lot of those, especially to brides and grooms that are getting married at the visitor center. It's a great gift for them. But we're doing an artist showcase on Sunday to feature some of the stuff that Deborah's been doing for years, and that's Sunday, November 27th. I'm sorry, there's so many dates rolling around in my head. From 2 to 4, we'll have Deborah will be out to show off her work. It'll be there for sale. We'll also have refreshments. There'll be a pianist. Ken Leonard, if I remember correctly, is going to be out there performing. So I think it's going to be a nice, pleasant afternoon. We'll have, my famous bread pudding and smoked tuna dip and a cheese tray. So I think it's gonna be a nice event. And these events we've been having featuring different artists have really been well attended. And, you know, this is really a kickoff for our next weekend. We'll actually have our annual Christmas open house at the Visitor Center, when we'll have 50 vendors from the gift shop and a few extra ones will come out and they will be showing their art. So it's a great chance to do your Christmas shopping, buying locally, you know, supporting local artists, and to buy something unique, you know, because I know when I go shopping, trying to find something different for everybody on my list is always tough. So when you can shop local, we always encourage it.
And Deborah Sackett will be there with her artwork, which is very functional. And it's also, I like that it's dishwasher safe, that a lot of the stuff that she makes is dishwasher safe. And she is also the wife of William Sackett, our moderator, who actually helped guide her into the name of Sackadoodles. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we were married, and she took on my last name, which is Sackett, Deborah Jordan Sackett. And the story for her is, as a mother, she used to doodle on brown paper backs, different drawings and different, you know, caricatures or so that the sons would be able to know their, you know, find their lunch. And so, you know, the doodling then progressed into, and then she says, well, you know, let's I'm married now, so why don't I call it Sackadoodles? So it became a charismatic and spiritual thing of two dynamics that are coming together.
Now, back up for a second, because you two, it's pretty much a storied romance. You were out on the river, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. I was cruise director for a number of years for the Delta Queen Steamboat Company. And you should really go see America, all the way up the Mississippi and Ohio. And she was physical fitness director. And, you know, I'd be walking around in a tuxedo, and she'd be walking around in tights. And it was she was very good at it. I mean, that was her forte, you know.
Walking around in tights.
Well, walking around in tights, depending on your perspective. But anyway, and she would conduct the classes, aerobic classes, and et cetera, all the amenities. And that's where we met. And we're married on board, and because of the river and where we were traveling, we were technically technically married in Boone County, Kentucky, because that was the side of the river that the steamboat was on.
Steamboat. I love that.
Steam.
Yeah. So now this is going to be something where people can come out and see something. As Cecilia said, it's dishwasher safe. It's very functional. She spends a lot of time in her what is it, Sky Studio?
Sky Spirit Studio. That's the company name, and her trademark brand is Sackadoodles. And in earnest, it is a rather... Every piece is individually hand-painted. It's individually crafted. And the process, I always tell people, it's not just put it on there and isn't it nice. It has to be put on in various layers. Each layer has to be cured. Then on between the curing, there is a baking. And then there's the final process of the curing and the final application of the color. And then it's put back in for baking. So as Celia said, yes, it is dishwasher safe. And it's exquisite. And it's very, very eye-appealing. I do invite everyone to take a look at this work. But you can use it. A lot of people say, like they said yesterday on TV, oh, you know, I want to put it on the shelf. No, you can use it. It is functional crystal, a real crystal artwork. It is also on porcelain and on glass.
And she does make, she makes these for special occasions, and she can make them personalized for anyone who is interested in a certain product.
But, Bill, all of her stuff is overpriced, isn't it?
No, actually, it's very reasonably priced for something. You know, this is all individual pieces of art, and it's functional pottery. So I think it's well priced, and it's very unique. And that's the one thing about it is you're not going to find anything else like it from anybody else, because what she does, I haven't seen anybody that's doing the same thing that she's doing. And she does do personalized pieces, because people come in the gift shop and they want something a little different. So we'll get with Deborah, and Deborah will design something particular for them, which she did for the Queen of Mardi Gras last year. That's what she did. She created the gifts for her all her maids.
I heard that drove her nuts. It was just a big deal having to create all of that. Okay, I want you and Bill to round up all of this stuff that we got coming up, starting with this Sunday, and then we go into Thursday, right? Give the dates.
Of course, we have Thursday, which is the lighting of the lighthouse, December the 1st. And then starting Friday, December the 2nd, we have the Christmas on the Water events that start with the Christmas on the Water Children's Rocking Parade, which starts at 6 p.m. at the Frank Grudge Community Center, goes through downtown, ends at the Town Green. And around 6:30, they're going to light up all the lights on the Town Green, have Santa Claus there. Kids can decorate the Christmas tree with handmade ornaments. There will also be hot chocolate. And then Saturday morning, December the 3rd, will be the Christmas in the City, I believe, from 10 to 4. We'll also have an event at the Biloxi Visitor Center.
But how do people get back and forth, Bill?
Oh, this year, every year I always have the tour train out giving rides for the families just to get a chance to enjoy Biloxi. This year, though, we're going to do something a little different. We're actually going to do a shuttle with the tour train. Every 30 minutes, they're going to be doing trips back and forth between downtown, right there by the Cafe Beignet. They'll pick you up and bring you to the visitor center, pick you up from the visitor center and bring you over there. So once you park for the day, you can travel back and forth on the tour train, and it's completely free. So it's a fun ride, and it's a chance to get between and not have to worry about parking and losing a parking space and that kind of thing.
We haven't gotten to the signature event yet,
which is the Christmas on the Water Boat Parade. That will be Saturday evening. I believe it starts at 6 p.m. The event is supposed to include between 40 and 50 boats this year, which I think they said is a little bit more than last year, and it'll be in the Mississippi Sound. It'll start from, I believe, with the lighthouse and then go towards the Golden Nugget over at Point Cadet. And then it'll end with the fireworks show. So all of that information and continued activities that's going on, such as the North Pole Calling, Come and Learn with Santa, all that information is listed on our website.
And then on Friday night, for the people that don't have children and aren't interested, Friday night, which would be this December 2nd, the Children's Parade. For anybody that doesn't have children, not really interested in the parade, Main Street has their First Friday event, which will include a pub crawl. So we have lots to go on for families, for adults, lots of things happening, and that goes from 5:30 till 8 o'clock on Friday night.
So, William, we've given people just 5 million things, and we did it in a hopscotch fashion. But if you want to see the entire list of all of the events going on, go to the front page of the website. There's a huge boat right on the front page, and it says Christmas Time in Biloxi. And when you click on that, there's everything there.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Vincent Creel and Celia and Bill Raymond and yours truly, we hope you've enjoyed this week's City Desk. But from all of us to all of you, a very heartfelt happy Thanksgiving. Be safe, be well, until we meet again next week. This is William Sackett speaking.